I am here. I go stand to one side so I can see you all. Christian greetings to you all this morning. So when Gregory first spoke to me about giving this devotion, well, wasn't first spoke, but when he did, he mentioned, and I'm probably more than likely paraphrasing here, that devotion is for bringing forth devotion towards God, our devotion towards God. Now, I've attended gatherings in a number of different Christian communities and settings where devotion occurs, you know, maybe after some hymns and, you know, before a message is delivered. But I've never really thought of it this way, in that, you know, the purpose of devotion is to turn our hearts towards God so that we can receive His word there after that. So immediate thought was, yes, this is about turning our hearts to God. So how do we do this? So on a Sunday morning, after a hard week of work, things going wrong, frustrations and arguments, it can be difficult to do this, to turn our hearts to God and to calm ourselves down and get to that point. Here in peaceful Springfield, it's you know, we have the security and rest from the rest of the world, so we at least have a fighting chance of doing this. But could we improve our chances? Certainly. God wants us to turn our hearts to Him every day, so that we come prepared here to worship Him and hear His word. Like regular exercise increases your fitness, devotion becomes easier with regular practice. So, but in the trenches of everyday life, it can be difficult perhaps to find the time or motivation, or if you're anything like me, even sometimes remember to turn your heart towards God on a regular basis. So, what really is devotion, and how can we start to turn this ship of daily devotion around? The Oxford Dictionary gives us one definition of devotion. It's love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a person or activity. Collins Dictionary says great love, affection, or admiration for someone. I like the admiration one. So, in getting started, audacious goals can be commendable, but when building a daily habit, perhaps starting small is better, as it often is. So let me just explain here. Parents, have you ever stood quietly at the back door of your house, watching one of your children play in the yard, perhaps scurrying around, building roads and tunnels, and they're so involved in what they're doing that they are completely oblivious to your presence? You can watch for minutes without them realizing, and you can delight in everything they're doing, just them being a child. And suddenly, in the middle of it, they look up and they see you. Grinning, they run over to you and tell you all about what they're doing, and they're seeking that connection with you. But only once they've looked up. Are we ourselves not like this, perhaps? Unless we look up, we can miss the Lord and what He is doing that deserves our admiration and devotion. We need to break the hold on whatever has our attention, whatever troubles, whatever thoughts are repeating in our heads. We need to do that just long enough to see that our Father is delighting in us. How then can we turn our thoughts to God? Once we've looked up, how can we do that? Well, there are a number of possibilities. Got a few here, a few suggestions. We can examine our behaviour in whatever situation we are currently in. So Hebrews 3, verse 40 tells us, let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Luke 15, 18 tells us, I will set out and go back to my Father and say to Him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Sorry, I've skipped a bit there. We could seek reassurance from the Lord as well. So Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Or perhaps from Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We can recite scripture or pray for a friend. There are many options here that we can do once we've looked up to turn our hearts towards God. Sorry, our thoughts towards God. So yes, now that we've looked up and done that, now what? We've looked up, we've taken ourselves out of our daily things, we've turned towards God. What can inspire our admiration and our love and devotion? What can turn our hearts to God? So in the past, I've found praise can do that. It has a wonderful ability to take us out of our situation if we start praising the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Psalm 136, verse 1. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And even when we're down or angry with God, a sacrifice of praise will turn our heart towards him. And it can be difficult. It can be a real sacrifice sometimes to do this and to say, no, I'm going to put aside my feelings and my grumpiness and my whatever else and make the sacrifice. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So, Lord, I pray that this week we can all start by looking up out of whatever is holding our attention. And with the Holy Spirit's help, we can flex that devotional muscle, turning our thoughts to you and offering you a sacrifice of praise. And, Lord, may you see fit to reward us with hearts turned to you, hearts that are prepared to receive your word. Amen.